Into a little bit of Hindi now to remind you of a few couplets that we say in Hindi. Nar aise karni kare, jo nar Sri Narayan kehlaye. Nari aise lakshan dharan kare, jo nari Sri Lakshmi kehlaye. Let a man perform such good actions that he can be called Narayan. I'm not making this up. This statement comes within our texts and within all the songs and hymns that we sing. And then, for a woman, let a woman imbibe such divine virtues that she is remembered as Sri Lakshmi. And so, there are all these little reminders that come our way that tell us that, yes, it is possible. Within the Sikh scriptures, it states that God didn't take long to transform a human into a deity. It takes just a moment of realization, of awakening, of awareness and understanding. I would say that probably the majority who are gathered here tonight believe in rebirth. There might be some who don't, and I'll be very happy to have a conversation with you afterwards to explain why I believe in rebirth. But why I mention that is because when I understand about the story of birth and rebirth, then I can understand that those dev-atmas, the deities, went through the cycle and became atmas. Ordinary atmas, human beings. For those same human beings can become those dev atmas once again. I decided I wanted to tell you the story tonight. The story which is not just someone else's history, but your story. The story of the human soul and how the human soul has gone through the cycle of birth and rebirth and birth and rebirth and has come to this point where today there's a deep, deep yearning that we feel in which we long for truth, in which we want to experience peace, in which we know that things cannot go on as they are any longer. Does it feel like that for you? That things have reached an extreme point in which things must change? In Hindi they say, Ati se ant ata or ant se adi. When things reach an extreme point, there has to be a turnaround. There has to come an end and a fresh beginning. And so now as we see, on this celebration of Diwali, it also happens to coincide with the day of remembrance. And so the 20th century, the 21st century, even just in the short space of time, the list of suffering of humanity is huge. And so the darkness is enormous. But they also say that the darkest hour comes before the dawn. And I believe that the dawn has already broken. I believe that where today, International Day of Yoga, even a year ago, who would have thought it was possible that there could be an International Day of Yoga? Yes, it was suggested at the United Nations by the Prime Minister of India, and it was accepted by I think 140-something countries, and already we've had an International Day of Yoga. And yoga not just to do with physical exercises, but yoga connected with well-being. Well-being is not just a physical state of health. Well-being is something to do with the spirit. That's one little aspect of how I see the dawn breaking. I see also how there's an interest in vegetarian diet that definitely did not exist when I was young in England and going to school and having just a piece of lettuce to eat for lunch, literally. But things have changed. There's a dawn that has broken, there's light that's coming into the world. There's an understanding that we need to come back to values. Would you believe it? In the United Nations, just a few weeks ago, when they had the human resource, chief of human resources of the UN Population Fund, he had a meeting. And what he said in the meeting is that, I don't want to be politically correct. What I want to do is to talk about spirituality. Information which is right, information which is from just a few weeks ago. And why did he say this? He said that all the things that we have been looking at have all been leading to further and further crises, all the issues that the UN deals with, but we haven't been able to resolve them. And this is because we haven't been looking at the issues of the heart. It's time now to look at spirituality and see what are the issues of the heart so that now we can start addressing these, and I believe that this is the way in which we can bring about change. Now, is that not light coming into this dark world of ours? I believe it is. It's a very interesting time in history. But I believe more than just a few glimpses and rays of light coming into the world, I believe we're actually at the point of transition. Transition back again to that age which has been remembered as the Golden Age. And we're all together, the ones who can create it and make it happen. Yes? It's the kingdom of God, the kingdom of Rama. But what does that mean? It means that if today I have a relationship with the divine, and through that relationship I begin to follow the laws of God in my life, together, yes, definitely, we can create that world. That world in which Sri Lakshmi and Sri Narayan, we're remembering Sri Lakshmi, but of course she's with Sri Narayan also. So we're actually preparing for that world of Sri Lakshmi and Sri Narayan. Daddy told us that there's a few things that we have to remember about when Diwali comes. It doesn't happen so much abroad, but definitely I was seeing it happen in India because I was there since early October, and so I was seeing the preparations and then the actual festivities. And the most important thing in terms of preparation is the cleansing. What is the cleansing that needs to happen to actually have invocation of Sri Lakshmi, not just into our homes, but actually into our hearts? It's the cleaning of this home, the cleaning of the heart. What does that mean? What are the feelings that I have at this moment? Probably very good feelings, very positive feelings. But is it possible for me to maintain constant good feelings? And not just for 1 or 5 or 10, but constant good feelings for absolutely every single person. And not just here within this room, but out there too. It's easy to have good feelings for people in Africa, people in Asia, people who are suffering. But can I have constant good feelings for my neighbor? Even though they are up till midnight and beyond making a noise with their music and parties, and I still have good feelings for them. Even though I feel that they're encroaching on my driveway, they keep parking their car in my driveway when they shouldn't be doing that. I've told them so often, why aren't they listening? Don't they understand? No, let me have good feelings for them. Is it possible? Yes, it is. If I decide I want to clean my heart so that truly I'm able to invoke Lakshan, the divine virtues. Sri Lakshmi reminds us not only of abundance of wealth, but the currency fluctuates. One moment it's here, one moment it's there. But the true wealth is surely the wealth of the virtues. And so when I clean my heart, I can invoke Lakshmi, that is, the virtues, into my heart and into my life. That's really what happens. If I have negative feelings about anyone, what happened to humility? What happened to compassion? What happened to kindness? Well, that aggression and those ill feelings chase all those good things away. But when I have cleanliness and lightness in my heart, then yes, truly I have Lakshmi in my heart. I have all the divine virtues. When Ravan was finally conquered, and then after the conquest of Ravan, and not just the conquest of Ravan, but the end of Ravan's kingdom, then Rama's kingdom could begin. And this is what our collective effort is about today. Not just on a personal level to deal with my own negativity and finish that, but with our spiritual support for each other, and of course, the guidance, the light, the might, the power from the One Above. Together, we're able to make sure that Ravan's kingdom, the kingdom of negativity and evil, finishes from the world. And when that can happen, yes, surely, heaven can come on earth. There's one very simple story that illustrates the difference between hell and heaven. And maybe some of you have heard it before, maybe many of you have heard it before. But that's fine. It's good to have a reminder. They say that a person was asked, what would you prefer to do? There's an account of good, there's an account of bad, and so both accounts have to be settled. And one is heaven, one is hell. The account of good will take you to heaven. The account of bad will take you to hell. What would you like to experience first? And a person says, well, show me. Tell me, what is heaven? What is hell? And so he's taken to this place where there's beautiful garden, tables laden with delicious food, abundance of everything, and people there. The people look a bit sad, and they're not eating anything. And he asks, how come they're not able to eat anything? And he's told that, well, look at the cutlery. And the cutlery was long, long, long forks and spoons and knives. And so it was unmanageable. They couldn't eat anything. Everything was there, but they couldn't manage. And then he said, okay, show me heaven. And what he was shown was the same thing, a garden, tables laden with good food. And here, same thing, long, long forks, long, long spoons, long, long knives. But big difference. Everybody was smiling. Everybody was enjoying. And he looked again. What was the difference? And he saw that here they were feeding each other. And so, very simple difference. In hell, I only think about myself. Total selfishness. Me first. Me, me, me. How often is it do I use the word I and my and me? And for heaven to come, you first. Let me think, what can I do for you? Compassion and kindness and love. And so, not so difficult to change today's world of Kali Yuga, the Iron Age, definitely the age of darkness and suffering. And tomorrow's world, the age of truth, the golden age, the age of Lakshmi, the age of Ram Raj, the kingdom of God on earth. A very simple transformation. Instead of me, 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 let it be you first. And so, you've heard the story of Rama. I won't repeat that story. You've heard the story of the worship of Lakshmi. I wanted to relate it to something practical that we can do now. And the cleansing of the heart and the invocation of Lakshmi is what we can do now, invoking those divine virtues, those qualities into our lives. And then yes, truly, the kingdom of God, Ram Raj, the reign of Sri Lakshmi and Sri Narayan can begin. When I came to the Brahma Kumaris, I came because I was finding answers to the questions that I had. Who am I? Who is God? What is life about? What are we supposed to be doing? How can we make life meaningful and purposeful? And within a week, literally within a week, all the answers that I was searching for were given. But of course, it's been a study that's been ongoing. Daddy has been studying for 80 years. So I've got a long way to go still. But as you study spiritual knowledge each day, that knowledge is not just for the head, but the knowledge is something that transforms your heart. And that transformation is something that gives you a glimpse of what the beauty of the human soul is about. It gives you an awareness of what the beauty of human life can be about and how all of us together can create a world of heaven again. Happy Diwali. And enjoy not only this evening, but enjoy every single moment of your life, not just for the next year, but for the coming future. But I'd like to close now with some minutes of meditation. Just let yourself continue to sit comfortably, and I'll speak out my own thoughts as I reflect and invite you to follow these ideas. I become aware of the light within. The light that I am. I am a being of light. And in this awareness of I, the eternal light, the spiritual being, the soul, I connect with the divine, the supreme. The eternal light, the light which is forever. And that being of light shares the light of truth, the light of love. the light of purity, the light of joy. My thoughts connect with the Supreme. And from the being of light, light enters this world. And as God's light comes into this world of darkness, the light of truth touches human consciousness and awakens the consciousness that has been asleep. And as the consciousness awakens, the soul sees itself, the soul is able to see God. The soul is able to have a vision of the future. The light of love cleanses the soul. God's love heals the soul and removes all pain and sorrow. God's love fills the soul with happiness, with joy. God's light is the light of purity. And as I awaken, I remember that purity is my own natural state of being. I don't need to labor for purity. I don't need to make effort for purity. I simply need to remember who I am. And God's love enables me to be that and shine. God awakens the divinity within the soul. God's light touches not only I, the soul, but the entire human family. And as the light is ignited, light enters this world The darkness is dispelled. And not only does Sri Lakshmi descend into this world, but the entire kingdom of heaven of Sri Lakshmi, the golden age, returns once more. Holding this vision, my thoughts return to the physical dimension, but now transformed to the power of God's light. Om Shanti.
Thank you, Sister Jenti, for sharing. A big round of applause. However, Sister Jenti, I know you're getting comfortable, but can I invite you back on stage? Come. We want to see your lovely face again. Come. And I would also like to introduce Sister Jaimini. She will now be taking us through the wonderful candle lighting ceremony. So, Sister Jaimini, please come. A round of applause for Sister Jaimini as well.
I invite the following people, I would say my friends, our friends, who have been a very great supporter to the Brahma Kumari's work for many, many years. I'd like them to join me here on the stage to help us to light the candle. Lighting the candle, in fact, is just a memorial thing which actually leaves a greater impact on our soul. And so Diwali celebration is never complete without candle lighting. And so this reminds us of what Sister Jayanti just shared, the wisdom of light, which guides our life. And so not just during the Diwali days, but it's also something that we need this wisdom throughout our life, throughout our day, and especially in these current conditions that we are all in, we need more and more, and it's a support for each other, and we bring one another out of the darkness into the light. So let us now all be together. And all of you, those who are seated here in the auditorium and elsewhere in the house, although you are not here on the stage to light this candle, I would say that each one of you, your spirit, your soul, your presence is with all of us here on the stage, and there are few of us who will be lighting the candle, marking the Diwali, and Diwali is the time when we all bring happiness and joy to one another. So I'll start with our trustee, Brahma Kumari's Mr. Ratan Thadani, to come up on the stage. So as I call your name, please come up on the stage. Mr. Vijay Vasanta, Indian High Commission, please come up on the stage with Monica. Monica, come. I know Mr. Sri Samant Goyal from Indian High Commission. If he's already here, please come. Otherwise, he will be with us later. Councillor Mohammed Butt, leader of Brand Council. Mr. Zaiwala, solicitors. Councillor Ajay Maru from Hero. And together with our brand leader, there are two of young councillors, Krupa Seth and Krupesh Hirani. Please come up on the stage. Amit Agarwal from Art of Living. Manish Tiwari, Here and Now Marketing Director. Jayesh Bhai, Divine Yogi Society Trustee. Indira Thandi from Shivananda Ashram. Indira? Where is Indira? Indira, yeah, she's here. Indira Thandi, please come up on the stage. Chuni Bhai Chawda, a very good friend. Vinod Bhai Thakkar, please join us on the stage. Is Balwant Bhai here? Balwant Bhai Patel? Yeah. Rupal Patel from Glenlock Films. And Sandeep Patel from Glenlock Films. Rupal Patel. Okay. Thank you very much. Thank you for coming. Please come closer to the candlelight. Yeah, I've forgotten one person, Mr. From Hero Council. Counselor from Hero, Mr. Singh, is he here? Mr. Singh? Yeah. Please come up on the stage. Yes, please. Yes. Navin Bhai, is Navin Bhai here? I don't see Navin Bhai. Oh, Navin Bhai, our very good friend who represents Brent and Hero, Bara Council, to the he's a leader of General Assembly. Oh yeah, okay. And yes, please, the councillor from Hero. I was at the reception waiting for all of you. And you arrived here before me, probably. Thank you very much. And Rekha Ben, yes, please, Rekha Ben, come up on the stage. It's an honor and pleasure to have all my very good friends of Brand, of Hero, everyone here on the stage to help us light the candle. Thank you very much. greetings for especially this candlelight and other guests I would invite in a minute.
Deepavali, the time to light, the Deepak, the light that's in here to be able to shine forever. Congratulations for Deepavali on this occasion.
Mr. Ratan Thadani, Ratan Bhai, the trustee of the Brahma Kumaris.
Om Shanti. Om Shanti. We had a very good program on Diwali celebrations with different items. We always wish happy Diwali every year amongst us, to each other. And Sister Jayanti was saying we at the same time do the cleansing process, cleaning the heart, souls, houses, lighting the candles, we do every year, and wishing happy Diwali to every year. So I remember one small incident which I want to share with you. When I was small, about 10 years old, many years back, I won't tell you how many years back, that'll be telling my age, but I can tell you I'm still young, because I do jog 2 miles every day in the morning, so that's not too bad. So I was playing in the park and my mother sent somebody asking me to come and do the puja and invoking Lakshmi in the house, which many of us do, still we do, I don't know, at least we used to do. And I came home and asked my mother why we are doing Lakshmi puja, invoking Lakshmi. She said, if you do it, you get a lot of wealth, that's why. And I was small, I said, then why can't we do every day, why only once a year? So that was the question which I was asking myself for many years. And then I realized what is real happiness. We wish happy. Is outer happiness or inner happiness? Many people who have a lot of wealth, I ask them, are you really happy? And I get a mixed answers. What Jayanti Ban said today in her lecture, that inner happiness is a real happiness. And if you have an inner happiness, inner wealth, that is a real greetings for Diwali. And outer wealth will follow you like a shadow behind. So let us celebrate today happy Diwali, not once a year, but every year, by having inner light and also inner happiness. Om Shanti.
Om Shanti. May I request Mr. Vijay Vasanta from Indian High Commission. Please come in the front.
Good evening, everybody. I'm absolutely delighted to be here as among you, in this Diwali celebrations. And I really thank Sister Jemini, and Lataji for taking all the pains to come to the High Commission and personally invite us. It's really, actually these days we are keeping a little busy, because yesterday we were working and today we are working because of, the Prime Minister's visit. But I thought this is one function which I should not miss, I told my colleagues, you've just taken care of everything, I'm just escaping out. Thank you so much, and absolutely delighted to hear to the wonderful message of Sister Jayanti. Thank you. And on behalf of High Commission of India and on my personal behalf, I wish you all and your families very happy Diwali.
I invite now Councillor Mohammed Butt. I know you got lots of visits. You still have one more visit this evening, and you made time to be with us on behalf of all my Brent councillors. You represent everyone here and the people of Brent.
First of all, can I just say thank you to everyone for coming here today as well and for inviting us today as well. And listening to your talks, I was just thinking, you know, what can I say that is in comparison? And the lighting of the candles just reminded me of something. A few years ago, somebody came to see me, about 3 years ago. I didn't know the person. I didn't know what his intentions were. But I felt something. I felt a connection with that individual. And I said, yes, I will help you. And on Friday, just gone, I saw the outcome of my help, or of listening to that individual. He came because he wanted to set up a food bank in Brent. And I was quite surprised at that time. And on Friday, I went to the food bank, and it was absolutely heartbreaking. But actually, it was quite good as well. It was heartbreaking because there are so many people out there who need our help and deserve our help and not getting the help. And that one individual 3 years ago came along and he wanted to do something. And I was there on Friday night seeing these people coming in, right, who had nowhere to go, nowhere to sleep, no help to be given to them. And this one person took the initiative and he helped in the 3 hours I was there, 25 people. He helped them by giving them food, clothing, and a place to sleep. My friends, right, the goodness you do, the light you light, right, you don't know where that light is going to reach. My friends, just do that.
Thank you. I invite Naveen Bhai, our assembly leader, who represents Harrow and Brent.
Thank you. Om Shanti. This is what you get when you come here, that inner peace that you feel. Of course, greetings to everyone for a very happy, peaceful and joyous Diwali, the new year to come. We have the light here. Last few days, including today, a number of us have been going around remembering those who gave sacrifices during the First World War and the following years and contemporary years where we have had difficulties and incidents. So this is where, given the difficult times also we live in, as we've heard, we need more light in the world for the peace. So let us pray and work together for the peace, for that light, and for that transformation of soul. Om Shanti. Thank you.
Thank you. I invite Ajay Bhai Maru, Counselor Harrow, on behalf of Harrow Counselors, to say a greeting, to give us greetings. Thank you.
Thank you. Om Shanti to all. Greetings and my respects to Dadiji, Sister Jayanti, and all here this evening. It's great to be here once again, this wonderful place where we have heard some great words of wisdom. It's absolutely wonderful. May I take this opportunity on behalf of all the Harrow councillors, wishing you all a happy, prosperous, healthy Diwali, and all the best wishes for the new year. God bless. And
Om Shanti. Thank you. I'd like to invite Mr. Zaiwala, who has travelled very far to be with us this evening.
Om Shanti, Sister Jemini Bain, Sister Jayanti Bain. I've known Ari Janki and Sister Jayanti Bain and Jemini Bain for many, many years. And one thing which I found very thrilling today is the explanation which Sister Jayanti gave, that the Satyug has just started. And I'm very honored that I'm today in the presence of the announcement of the start of the Satyug. the reason why my firm, and I'm a Parsi, the reason why my firm supports the whole Brahma Kumaris is because two reasons. One, because it brings the Indian culture. And second, it teaches Raj Yoga and it is completely secular. Anyone can join. And today, this morning when I was watching the Remembrance Day, and I said, how can people in the 21st century, when we are living in such a wonderful world, think of killing each other in war? And that is something which we need to realize, that we have a common soul and we are all part of common soul. So thank you very much for giving me this opportunity. I must say, I felt a lot of spirituality when you were speaking, and I thought that I felt the presence of Brahma Baba here today. So thank you very much, and Diwali Mubarak to everybody. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you. I now invite our young counselor from Brent. Please, Krupa, say a few words.
Good evening. Thank you for being here tonight. It's great to see so many people from coming all across London. It's a pleasure to be here, to hear you speak. It's one of my first times here. It's really inspired me, and I hope to come back soon. I wish all of you a very happy Diwali and a prosperous New Year. Thank you.
Thank you. Okay, I'd like to hear Rupal from Genlock Films. Yeah, Rupal? She's hiding. Rupal doesn't want to say anything. She does amazing work for Zee. She does all the production with Sandeep Patel. Sandeep, please come up in the front. They do a lot of incognito work for Zee.
Om Shanti. I'm delighted to be here today. We wish you all a very happy and prosperous New Year. Thank you, Jayanti, Sister Jayanti. Thank you.
Sandeep?
Thank you very much, Om Shanti. I was listening to your speech, and one thing I found out, that every Diwali we have to conquer our Ravana inside. But coming to a place like this regularly, maybe we don't need to conquer it every time. So everyone pass this message to each other and possibly give peace to everyone. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Vinod Bhaitakar, who is representing Luhana community, a very big community here in London, president of Luhana community.
Om Shanti. This is indeed a great pleasure to be here. Every time I come here, I'm going to come more and more. It is so peaceful, and it's a wonderful place to come. The reason is, you feel that you kind of in a place greater than temple in some ways. You know, you're very peaceful at mind, and I thoroughly enjoy coming here. And what I want to do is to wish everybody here a happy Diwali and a new year. And also I want to take this opportunity of thanking all the people behind the scenes at Brahma Kumari. I think these guys do a wonderful job, and I think they deserve a huge round of applause, ladies and gentlemen. And not only that, they make you feel so welcome that you feel part of it, and keep on doing the good job. We are always delighted to be here, and as a community, if you can do anything for the Brahma Kumaris, we're always there for you. And we've said that we have a big hall in South Harrow, Dhammachalona Center.
Yes.
And at one stage, what we want to do is we want to do a huge program with Brahma Kumaris together at Dhammachalona Center.
Yes, definitely.
Thank you very much.
Yeah, thanks. May I invite Jayesh Bhai, Yogi Divine Society Trustee, and thereafter Shivananda Ashram. Please come first. Yeah.
Om Shanti. Happy Diwali to everyone. Best wishes for the new year. I seldom speak in public events. It's just something I'm getting used to. But I just wanted to reflect on what Dadi, Sister Jayanti said earlier, is about connecting to the soul. And one thing that I've learned is, upon internal reflection, as you see where you go wrong and right, and as those minor corrections are made, you get to walk on the path of perfection. And I was told by someone that it's not actually about working well with each other, but if you work well with yourself, everything else falls back in place. So again, just carrying on from the message you said, wishing everyone the best of Diwali and a Happy New Year.
May I invite Indra Ben? Indra from Shivananda Ashram.
Om Shanti. First of all, thank you so much to the Brahma Kumaris for spreading light and knowledge, and wishing you all and all beings in the universe, in the past, present, and the future, light, good health, happiness, and may all live in ease and free from harm. Om Shanti.
Manish Bhai Tiwari from Here and Now, Marketing Director.
Thank you.
They do great job, incognito again.
My sincere gratitude to you. And thank you for inviting me today. I mean, this is the place which is a validation of what a spiritual place should be. As soon as I entered this hall, you know, I could feel a difference in the way I felt from outside to here. And that gave me, again, a reinforcement of, you know, what a spiritual place should be and the kind of place where we should be kind of living, working. So thank you so much and my sincere gratitude. And thank you so much for sharing your thoughts. I mean, this is just the right way to start Diwali. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you. Our senior member here, Rekha Ben, working very hard in the community. I'd like Rekha Ben to give us greetings for Diwali. Rekha Ben.
Om Shanti. Thank you very much for inviting me. This is our fourth event of the day. So it's been a busy day today. But coming here is the best. Yeah, it's the best one. So thank you for inviting. I would like to wish everyone Happy Diwali and New Year. Thank you.
Rekha Ben has been very, very active in the community. She's currently a deputy mayor of Harrow. Okay, thank you very much to each and every one of us, one of you to join us here for this lovely candle lighting, and I'm sure this light of wisdom that has been shared here this evening is going to keep us going, and so we all see you soon.
Thank you.
Thank you. I'd like to acknowledge our very good friend Nitin Bhai Palan. Nitin Bhai, please come up. Nitin Bhai, he's a very good friend of ours, and he is a trustee of BAPS Mandir, which they are very close to us, just neighborhood. And Nitin Bhai made it. That's very good. Also, Nitin Bhai has been attending many events today. And Kamu Ben, his wife, is also present. I saw her, so welcome, Kamu Ben. Nitin Bhai, please come.
Namaste, Om Shanti. She called me a friend, but I'm actually a brother. this is one place where I'm not short of sisters. There's such a great place to be. Khavanu, pivanu, inner light, badu mafat. Translated in English, food, fun, and spiritual enlightenment, all for free. Now, where else can you go? So I love this place, love my sisters. Now, it's great to be here. On behalf of Nissan Temple, Namaste, Jai Samnar, Happy New Year.
Thank you very much. I hand over to Naveen. Where is Naveen?
Okay, everybody, a warm round of applause to all of you and everyone over here who has been participating on this stage. You know, it's always an absolute honor to share the stage with individuals who are contributing in an invaluable way to the community in their own ways. And, of course, with all of you over here, as many of them were saying, in this room we are all one family. We all belong to the same divine energy. So let's keep this festivities going with that in mind. Are you all with me on that? Yes? Okay, brilliant. So, just before we close, I just want to make a couple of announcements. So, our next major event is actually a Christmas play for all the family, and it's called The Most Extraordinary Toy Master of Wandaria. You do not want to miss that. Registration is essential, but it's absolutely free of charge, like all of our events, starting from, if I'm not mistaken, the first week of December. So if you are interested, we have more leaflets in reception. Please feel free to take one along and tell your friends, your family, and everyone else you wish to come along with you. And if you feel that today wasn't enough, well, we still have a few Diwali festivities going, and that is in Wembley. So it's called Diwali Igniting the Light, and that's taking place on Tuesday, the 10th of November, from 6:45 to 8:45. One of the speakers there will be Shashi Mehra. She has been with the Brahma Kumaris since the days of Brahma Baba, so she also has a wealth of experience, knowledge, and a great sense of humor to share. So you would not want to miss that. That is in the inner space of Wembley. Now, no program can end without a sweet offering. We call it toli, some call it prasad, but it's all just a token of love to help sweeten our mouths as we leave this room. So if we could gently, once the ushers will start guiding you, to come row by row from the middle aisle, and then the ushers will kindly just guide you outside from the outside aisles. So whenever you're ready, the ushers will start guiding you. Again, a very big thank you to all of you for being part of these festivities with us, because this would not have happened with any of us who were not present today. So thank you very much. Have a blessed evening and a great happy Diwali. Om Shanti.